Hello.
Yeah, hi, Ronald. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
Just a minute. Just a minute. Listen, I'm on. Hold on. Tina! Phone! Just a minute. Hello?
Yeah, hi, Ronald. Shira, how are you today?
Hello?
Yes, hi, Ronald. It's Shira. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, not so good. Oh, I haven't called on people. I had to call the number that you gave me.
Do you want me to call in with you today?
Yes, ma'am.
Does that make it easier? Okay, hold tight.
Sure.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Hello, Family First. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. It looks like they disconnected. Let's try again, okay?
Yes.
You to a customer service representative.
Yeah, independent enrollment broker. My name is Krista. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status on existing case?
Hi, we're calling to schedule an assessment.
Okay, so to start a referral.
Ronald is the patient. His name is Ronald King. I'm just calling in to assist him.
Okay, give me just one moment.
Okay.
And then can I get your name first and last?
My name is Shira. It's Shira, S-H-I-R-A-D-E-L-L.
All right. And then what's the telephone number you're calling from today?
267-551-7419.
All right. And then what's your relationship in reference to the person you're calling for today?
Enrollment coordinator.
All right, from where?
Family First Care LLC.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Ronald.
All right, so I would need to obtain some of your personal information. Please note we won't speak to anyone in regards to your information without your written or verbal permission. And then can you confirm your first and last name for me?
Ronald King.
All right. And then when's your birthday?
1/28/1956.
All right. Can you give me a moment? And then can you verify your address for me?
6423 Garment Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19142.
All right. And then, Ronald, you do get the permission to be able to discuss your personal information with Shira today?
Yes.
All right. Give me just one moment. Is it okay if I place you all on a brief hold? And then, Ronald, are you interested in applying for services again? Because I showed it to you recently canceled.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Are there any days or time that you're not available to have that intake appointment?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then what's your doctor's first and last name?
His name is Dr. Benjamin. Just a minute. Dr. Benjamin.
It start with a K. On
1700
South Broad.
Beg pardon?
On 1700 South Broad Street.
Yes. Broad Mars.
Okay. Just one moment.
Sound is breaking up.
And then, is it okay if I place you on a brief hold? I'm going to reopen your case, and then I'll look for a good day and time to for an appointment for you.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Give me just one moment. All right, so I do appreciate you all for holding. Just bear with me just a few more moments. I'm still checking the schedule.
Beg your pardon? I feel I can hear you.
Oh, I was saying just bear with me just a few more moments. I'm still checking the schedule for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, give me just a few more moments. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, so I do appreciate you for holding. So for the appointment, I found somebody. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I found someone, an appointment on the 17th, which is Tuesday of next week, between the hours of 2:30 and 4:30. Is that okay?
Yeah, are you breaking up again? I'm ready to hear you.
The appointment is on Tuesday the 17th between 2:30 and 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? I'm sorry, 4:30.
Yes, ma'am. Where at?
It'll be at your home.
Oh, okay. Here?
What was the date of that?
It'll be, yes, at your house.
What was the date? Did you say?
Yeah, I said Tuesday the 17th. I was just trying to make sure he heard me.
Oh, okay.
Next
is Tuesday,
okay? 17th. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Between the 2:30 and 4:30.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Give me just one moment. And then can you confirm the contact telephone number that should be called?
Yes. 302-679-3522.
Okay. I got you. And then... did you want to enroll in receiving text or email updates about your case?
Well, I don't know how to email or text.
Okay.
But
it would just be sending you messages about your case, but it's fine.
Uh huh.
Okay. And then can you just one moment? All right. And then just to confirm, the date that we have scheduled for is February 17th. Window of time is between the hours of 2:30 and 4:30. The name of the enrollment case manager who will be coming, his first name is Shama.
Shama?
Yes. S-H-A.
S-M-A.
S-H-A-M-A? Yes. And then his last name is Pierce.
Pierce.
Mhm.
All righty. Shama Pierce.
All right, and then we ask that you, and then we just ask that you keep all attendees to a minimum, and that appointment can take approximately 1 to 1.5 hours.
Uh-huh.
You will receive a reminder call before that appointment to make sure that you're home and available at the scheduled time, and in order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for your appointment, but a window of time. And for verification purposes, please make sure that you have some form of identification available. That's either driver's license, other photo ID, or your social security card.
How
and
about
please
my
include
discharge?
All...
My DD-214.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
That's fine.
Then...
a state ID or, anything with your name and face on it. And,
yes, ma'am.
Please include all active insurance cards that you may have for any insurance plans that are active. And then as well as any brief financial documents, so like proof of income, if you have any bank statements. They will ask about 401K or 403B plans, life insurance policies, especially those with the cash value. Please note that in the event you are deemed a no-show or cancel this appointment 3 times, we reserve the right to close your application. As always, we will not speak to anyone in regards to your information without your written or verbal permission. And I have your case number if you want to write it down.
Yes, ma'am. I would. What's the number?
All right, let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, that number is 41-8306.
41-8306. Mm-hmm.
06. Yes, ma'am. And then do you have our phone number to call us directly?
No, ma'am.
All right. Our number is 877.
Just a minute. 877-550.
550.
Mm-hmm.
4227.
4227. Yes, ma'am. I have it.
And then we're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And you can call us if you want to check the status of your application. We also support you with any complaints or grievances that you may have throughout the application process. And also, you can use that case number when you call that 877 number if you want the automated service to give you an update. And
yes,
do
ma'am.
You have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. Everything's fine.
Hey, Ronald.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I just want to go through some things with you, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Number one, these are, so of course you know that you scheduled your assessment with the broker. That's going to really open up your case for you and get you going, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
But here's the thing. Down in the line, after you complete all your assessments, the county is going to see if you're medically approved.
Yes.
So let me just ask you some questions they're going to ask you. I know she mentioned it briefly on the call now, but let's just go over some information, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just know if you don't feel comfortable answering any of these questions, just let me know. Again, it's not me that's asking. It's really the county, so I'm just doing this for them.
Yes.
All righty. Okay. Ronald, do you have, are you married?
Oh, no, not yet.
Are you divorced?
No.
Okay. Do you own your home?
No, I'm written.
Okay. Do you have a burial account agreement?
No, ma'am.
Do you have life insurance?
No. Uncle Sam gonna bury me and everything.
I'm sorry?
Uncle Sam. By me being in the military.
So you're a veteran?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me just see here.
I barely can hear you.
I'm sorry, Sam. Do you hear me? Sorry, Ronald. Do you hear me?
A little bit.
Okay.
Sound like you're still breaking up a little bit.
How about now? Is now better?
Yes, better now.
Okay. Do you own any cars?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any bank accounts, Ronald?
Yes, I have a bank account, but my pension hasn't been going to the direct deposit, and I had to go to the VA to straighten out my money situation because they owe me 4 checks, and I don't know what's going on. And I have to get me a military lawyer and go to court about my money.
So how much is your pension?
$10,038.
Okay. Do you get Social Security?
Yes.
How much is your Social Security?
$359.
$359. Okay. And do you have a retirement account, 401k, anything like that?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And you're not divorced or anything?
You're breaking up again.
I'm sorry, divorced. You're not divorced or anything?
No, I never been married. Not yet.
Okay. Not yet.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you got somebody?
Yes, the one that's supposed to be doing my home care. She's sitting right here.
Oh, okay. All right, so Ronald, here's what I'm going to need to do. You're a veteran, so the rules might apply differently for you. I'm going to look into it, and then I'm going to get back to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. All right.
All righty, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
He'll be out here next week, 17th, between 2 and 4:30.
Oh, and Ronald? Ronald?
Got to get married. He said, you married? I said, not yet. He said, okay.
Yes, you're not